Now today, friends, we come to the third chapter of the book of Ruth. And in the third chapter, we have another geographical position. In chapter 1, it was in the land of Moab. And chapter 2 was in the fields of Boaz. Now chapter 3 is on the threshing floor of Boaz. Verse 1 now of chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? Now, actually, Ruth was in a unique position. According to the Mosaic law, she was the one to let this man know that she wanted him to act as her kinsman redeemer. And she would have to tell him. Now, that goes back to a law that I mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy. And I'm going to go over it again here today because it's on the basis of that law now that Naomi is asking Ruth to move. And we need to understand this law. We also need to understand the condition of the threshing floor in that day, of just what the culture of that day permitted, the custom of the day. And to understand both, we'll understand that what took place actually was a very lovely thing. And that is what I want you to note here. Now, first of all, the law is back in Deuteronomy 25, beginning with verse 5. Now, listen to this, and this to me is the strangest law that God ever gave. And it's a good law, but the point is, it's to me quite humorous, and I think it must have produced some unusual situations. It does in this case. Listen to this. If brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her, take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother under. Now, that would mean the other phase of the kinsman redeemer. Actually, these are four strange laws that we've had here. We had the law about the way God took care of those in poverty. Then we saw that the land could be redeemed. Then we saw that a person could be redeemed by a kinsman redeemer. And now we see that a widow could be redeemed by a near relative of her husband. Now, she's in the unique position, when her husband dies, of reaching out and tapping on the shoulder a brother or an uncle or a cousin, a near of kin, and to claim him as her kinsman redeemer. That was the law. Strange law, don't you think? In the common society of the day, it worked out some unusual situations. Now, before I gave an instance of it, and I think I'll repeat it today with maybe a few refinements, but here is a family living up in the Ephraim country, let's say. And this man that lives up there, he has four or five very fine boys that are growing up. And one day, one of the boys, probably the middle one, he gets down the lantern late in the afternoon. He trims the wick, puts oil in it, and when it gets dark, he starts down the road, having lighted the lantern, and he's whistling. My, he's really whistling. And the other brothers look at each other, and they wonder where he's going. He hasn't said anything about it. And so they just pass it by, not too much, but along about 11 o'clock, they hear him coming down the road whistling, and they see the lantern approaching. He comes in, puts out the lantern, goes to bed, doesn't say a word. Next morning, the brothers wait for an explanation. They don't get it, and they wonder. But they're going to pass it by because they think maybe it's just one night affair. But the next night, he gets down the lantern again, and he has a repeat performance. Goes down the road, about 11 o'clock, he comes back. He does that for 3 or 4, and you can be sure of one thing. They've had a war council in that family, and they've been doing a little investigating. So after about a week of that, why, the boys are waiting for him when he gets home. And he comes in, whistling. Only I think this night he was singing. And he blows out the lantern and starts to get in bed. And the boys, they light up the rest of the lights. And they say, "Brother, we want to talk with you." And he said, "Fine. What do you want to talk about?" "Well," he said, "we'd like to talk about you." "Well," he says, "that's a good subject. What do you want us to talk about?" He said, "We've been wondering where you've been going the past few nights." He said, "I've been going down the road." "Well," he said, "that's certainly evident because we've seen you. But," said, "just where have you been going?" "Oh," he said, "just been going down the road." They said, "It's true that a new family's moved in the neighborhood down at the old place down there." He said, "Yes." Said, "I understand that. New family's moved in." And they said, "You didn't happen to go there, did you?" "Well," he said, "I could have." "Well," they said, "that's not what we asked, but did you go there?" "Well," he said, "I did." He said, "They're new neighbors, and I wanted to adopt the good neighbor policy, and I dropped by and welcome." "Well," he said, "looks like you've been by to welcome them every night." "Well," he said, "want them to feel at home." And they said, "There is a daughter in that family." He said, "Well, I think there is." "Well," they said, "could you by any chance have gone to see her?" And they look at him intently, and he begins to fidget a little. He said, "I could have." And they said, "We want to ask you now specifically, are you interested in that girl?" He said, "Yes, to tell the truth, I'm interested in her." "Well," they said, "how interested?" "Well," he said, "I proposed to her tonight, and she accepted." And they said, "Wait a minute, you should have talked to us about that. Because if something happens to you, one of us would have to marry her. She could claim one of us as a kinsman redeemer. And we've all looked her over. And tell the truth, none of us want to marry her. So we think probably you ought to have a physical before you get married. We want to make sure you're in good health because none of us want to be claimed as a kinsman redeemer." And so the family becomes profoundly interested in this girl down the road, and you can see why. Now let me read the rest of the law, and you'll see what I mean. Verse 6, "And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother, which is dead, that his name be not put out of Israel. And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate unto the elders and say, my husband's brother refuseth to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother." Now, you want to talk about women's rights? Look at this for a moment. This was God's way of protecting widows and their children. When a man died, he might leave a farm. He might leave cattle and sheep and grain in the field. And what can this widow do? Well, she can just reach out and tap on the shoulder any one of the boys and say, "Look, you are it. Now I choose you." And she has to move. She is the one to move. She can claim who she wants. Now suppose she does claim one of them and he doesn't want to act. Doesn't he have any protection? Yes. She can hale him right into court. He can say that he didn't want to marry the girl. Then what happens? Notice this, "Then the elders of the city shall call him and speak unto him, and if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders, loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house." Now, that's pretty severe. When he took off his shoe and spit in his face, that, my friend, meant the man was disgraced, and no man in that day wanted that to happen. So the family is very much interested in who the younger brother or the older brother married, because any one of the brothers might become involved or he might be disgraced. Therefore, this woman, Ruth, is a widow. Her husband is dead, and the property has been lost. She needs a kinsman redeemer. She needs somebody to redeem her. And there's a man there that's in love with her, and he's the kinsman redeemer. Now, what are you going to do? Well, Naomi says, we're going to let him know. You've got to claim him, Ruth. Here you come in every day. And there he stands, waiting for you to make some sort of a move. And you don't make a move. Fact of the matter is, she's wearing widow's weeds, mourning for Naomi's son. And they were a little repulsive by this time. And yet, the man's in love. And this widow's not moving at all. Ruth is not moving. So Naomi says, I'll take it in my own hands. Now she says, this is what I want you to do.